This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says the group of seven leading democracies will make clear at their upcoming summit that Ukraine can expect to receive the support it needs for as long as necessary. In an interview with Germany's DPA news agency published Saturday, Scholz says that he wants to use next week's meeting with fellow G7 leaders in the Bavarian village to discuss Ukraine's long-term prospects. South Africa on Saturday praised a WTO agreement to allow developing countries to start producing their own COVID-19 vaccines. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The World Trade Organization announced a relaxation of intellectual property restrictions on vaccines this week in a move aimed at providing a more equitable access to shots, but which many observers criticized for being limited in time and scope. According to the WTO, 60% of the world's population has received two doses of the COVID vaccine, but there are glaring examples of inequity. Only 17% of the population has been inoculated in Libya. In Nigeria, the figure is only 8%, and it's less than 5% in Cameroon. For now, the agreement excludes tests and costly therapeutic treatments for COVID-19. The WTO is expected to make a ruling on those therapies in the next 6 months. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Meanwhile, U.S. health officials have opened COVID-19 vaccines for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers, the last group without the shots. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced the decision Saturday after hours and an advisory panel voted unanimously that coronavirus vaccines should be made available to children as young as 6 months. The Biden administration has been gearing up for the start of the shots early next week. This is VOA News. Army troops were called in to rescue thousands of people stranded by massive floods that have ravaged northeastern India and Bangladesh, leaving millions of homes underwater and severing transport links. In India's Assam state, at least 9 people were killed in the floods and 2 million saw their homes submerged, according to the state disaster management agency. Lightning strikes in parts of neighboring Bangladesh have left at least 9 people dead since Friday. Both countries have asked their militaries for help as more flooding looms, with rains expected to continue over the weekend. And Shillit in northeastern Afghanistan, I should say Bangladesh, on the banks of the Surma River, children sat on a window of an inundated house while their other family members gathered on the bed inside their flooded home, some wondering how to make this all through the ordeal. The World Health Organization is now calling for radical change in the treatment of mental health disorders, saying existing care options and systems are largely ineffective and often abused. Lisa Schlein has more.
Bachelet told the council that Afghans are experiencing some of the darkest moments in a generation. Since the Taliban authorities took control in August, she said the country has been plunged into a deep economic, social, humanitarian, and human rights crisis. She pointed to a dramatic erosion of women's rights and freedoms since the Taliban assumed power. She said secondary school for girls has been banned, depriving more than a million of an education and a future.
Let me be clear. What we are witnessing today in Afghanistan is the institutionalized, systematic oppression of women. Afghan women are rapidly facing a scenario many fear.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Bitcoin has fallen below 20,000 for the first time since late 2020, and a fresh sign that the sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. Bitcoin, the most popular cryptocurrency, dropped under the physiologically important threshold on Saturday. It plunged as much as 9.7% to less than 118,600 by late afternoon East Coast time, according to cryptocurrency news site. And the last time Bitcoin was at this level was in November of 2020. Bitcoin has now lost more than 70% of its value from peak of nearly 690,000. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.